USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and FBI Director Christopher Wray will be on the Hill today testifying before Congress on complaints by Republican Senator Josh Hawley that they were suppressing free speech on social media as revealed by the Intercept report. Gene Hamilton on Fox News Tuesday morning is from the America First Legal General Counsel.
Behind the scenes collaboration between social media companies and the government actually telling social media companies which posts are problematic, which posts are misinformation or disinformation in their view, and directing the platform to take those posts down.
Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, the woman in charge of the Arizona elections, will be the next governor of Arizona. She defeated Republican candidate Kari Lake because the numbers were so close, and per Arizona law, the race may go to a recount. The control of the House is still unknown 1 week after the elections officially ended. Republicans are poised to take control, putting some form of balance on federal lawmakers. 13 House seats are still unknown. One is needed for Republicans to become the House majority. Four University of Idaho students found dead of suspected homicides in off-campus housing were named by officials Monday. The Moscow Police Department identified the four college students as being in their early 20s. The causes of death connected to the investigation were not released, as details surrounding the case remain minimal. Mainstream media NBC News reporter Miguel Almaguer hasn't appeared on the network in nearly 2 weeks since his report on the Paul Pelosi attack was retracted. His report suggested the House Speaker, Paul Pelosi, may not have been in danger when police arrived. Body cam footage of the police officers continues to be hidden from the public. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The horrific mid-air collision between two vintage aircrafts in Dallas, Texas over the weekend has an update. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
The FAA is investigating after at least six people were killed in a mid-air collision during an air show in Dallas. Officials say a World War II-era Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress and a Bell P-63 King Cobra collided Saturday afternoon and crashed at the Wings Over Dallas air show at Dallas Executive Airport. That's about 10 miles southwest of the city's downtown area. The crash created a large fireball and spread debris across a nearby highway. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASA's Artemis 1 moon mission will once again attempt to launch very early Wednesday morning. In fact, about 1 a.m. Eastern, Artemis 1 will put an unmanned crew Orion spacecraft atop the SLS vehicle into lunar orbit. This is the first step of many to build a base on the south pole of the moon. There's been a serious school bus accident in Magoffin County, Kentucky, involving students. Four are in critical condition. Officials say the bus went off an embankment and crashed around 7:21 a.m. local time Monday morning. President Trump is preparing to make an announcement Tuesday. It's being speculated that he will announce his launch for his third campaign for the White House. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.